Rocky. We've got to try and save somebody's life.
And you could get killed, you know.
That wasn't your fault. We were chasing him. He's an escapee from the tombs.
There hasn't been an escapee from the tombs in better than a year.
Are you all right, miss?
And I hit somebody.
Miss, do you have any idea what this sounds like?
You know what you're gonna do?
Yeah, I sure hope I get that dude, Hunch. He sounds like a squirrel to me.
I understand you're a friend of Rocky McHugh's. You know where I can find him?
Somewhere on the bottom of the East River.
Take me to the nearest police station.
Hey, come on, you guys wouldn't do that to a girl.
I've been in this town for 24 hours. In that time, I've been in trouble with the police. I've been chased, ethered, tied up, and I'm getting pretty sick and tired of it.
He'll nail anyone for anybody, so long as the price is right. We're talking about assassination.
Be sure you wait until you hear the shots before you release the tear gas.
Rocky! No! Rocky!
Carefully.
You call an ambulance. I'm going to go check out the driver. Open up, lady. Come on, open up. Come on, open up. Come on. Lieutenant Egan, NYPD. NYPD, come on, open it up. Are you all right?
I don't know. I don't know.
Can you stand all right?
I guess so.
You're gonna need an ambulance?
I'm not sure. I guess not.
Hey, Hutch! Hutch, no ambulance, just a tow truck.
Unit 25 to dispatch. We need a tow truck over here.
You got a driver's license?
You're a long way from home, Nancy Drew.
I got lost. Is he hurt badly?
Well, wait a minute. Now, go over there. That wasn't your fault. We were chasing him.
Chasing him?
He's an escapee from the Tombs. Not a decent bone on his body. Now, look, let me get the car and you just stay here. Huh? Stay put. Stay put.
Reports or something I should fill out?
Yeah, well, you can do that in the morning. You look trustworthy enough.
Oh, should I go to the hospital? I don't know if that man's dead or alive.
That wasn't your fault, miss. Now, forget about it. Look, I'll drop you off at a hotel, and then I'll call you. Just as soon as I talk to the doc. Is that okay? All right. Okay.
This officer said he was going to call you?
Yes, Only I never got the call. At least I don't think I did. I must have fallen asleep.
What did you say he said his name was?
Egan. Lieutenant Egan.
Yeah. Well, there's no Egan here.
What?
Hey, Sarge, see you in a minute?
Yeah, I'll be with you in a second. Are you sure he said it was this precinct?
Yes, I'm sure. He said...
Sarge!
Yes, be right there.
Wait a minute. He said that the man that I hit was an escapee from the Tombs. Maybe you could...
Escapee, hold it. Who said that? This Egan did? He said that?
Sarge?
Yes, be right there. Young lady, there hasn't been an escapee from the Tombs in better than a year. Now I've got to go. So why don't you go back to your hotel like a good girl and get some more rest? Sleep it off a little longer, huh? And don't you worry your pretty head. Your car will show up. It's probably right where you parked it.
Officer...
Also in town and making news is the British Minister of Foreign Affairs, E.M. Dunn. The minister told reporters that he was looking forward to his New York visit, during which he will unveil the world-famous DeWitt painting, Queen Elizabeth. Minister Dunn was instrumental in bringing the artwork from the Louvre in Paris for its first U.S. showing since 1965. Now, in honor of the Queen's 25th anniversary Jubilee celebration, the painting will be on display in several leading museums.
Country after it.
Excuse me.
Huh?
I couldn't help but overhear what you were saying in there.
Taxi!
No, wait, hold it, please. Tell me about it. Oh. I'm Burke. Lieutenant Douglas Burke. I didn't mean to frighten you.
Oh. Well, I'm getting used to it in this city. I'm Nancy Drew.
I apologize for my cohorts in there. We've been under a lot of pressure lately. Now, why don't you just show me where this took place last night?
All right. Lieutenant Egan said he was going to have my car picked up after he dropped me off at the hotel last night. This is it, right here. This is where I knocked down the signpost.
Right here?
Yeah. It's right here.
But the sign is standing back up again.
Yeah.
You know, miss, I don't see any skid marks.
Well, it was wet, so...
Yeah, but there's usually at least some kind of a scrub mark. Where was that ledge you said you hit?
Right over here. My whole fender was crumpled up.
Oh, yeah?
They must have fixed that sign.
Miss, do you see any mark here?
No.
And yet you said you're sure that this is the street you were on.
Yes, I'm sure. I came driving down the street and...
Miss?
It was horrible.
Are you all right, miss?
No, I'm not all right. I came driving down the street and I hit somebody. I hit this sign and I hit this ledge. And you don't believe me. Now, wait. Then I met Lieutenant Egan. He took my car, and he said he'd call me early in the morning, but he didn't.
Miss, do you have any idea what this sounds like?
I don't care how it sounds. Why on earth would I make it up? What would I have done with my father's car if I made it up?
What did that car look like, miss?
It's a brown Ford station wagon. License plates A20YIP.
Like that one.
Fender was all crumpled.
And it isn't anymore.
They must have put a new fender on there.
Who is they, miss? I mean, who would put a new fender on your car?
I don't know.
Miss Drew, Nancy, right? Now, I'll bet you've been under some kind of pressure lately. Am I right? It happens to a lot of people, believe me. I have a friend. He's a doctor over there at Bellevue. Well, you know, maybe we could go over there and I can introduce him to you. Miss Drew? Hey, come back! Miss Drew, stop! This is Burke. Pick up a Nancy Drew driving a brown Ford. New York license 820 Yellow Irving Paul. I don't think she's dangerous, but I think she should spend some time under observation in an E ward.
Roger, we'll issue warrant. 10-4.
10-4.
Thank you. look like a Gilmore Lee, that's Gilmore Lee.
No right hand. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Hey, gorgeous. What can I do for you?
Gilmore Lee?
A piece of him.
I'm Nancy Drew. I understand you're a friend of Brock McHugh's. You know where I can find him?
Yeah. Somewhere on the bottom of the East River. He drowned 5 days ago.
Landry, 824. About that brown Ford wagon we had a want out of.
Drove off the Triborough Bridge last Wednesday.
But they didn't find the body.
How'd you know that?
Who was the last person to see him, Gilmore?
I was. We ran together that morning and he left for home and never got there.
You liked him a lot, didn't you?
The Rock was all right. He wasn't a great fighter, but for a man, you couldn't find one better. Had the biggest heart of any fighter in the world. Everybody liked The Rock. I loved him.
So then he didn't have any enemies.
You thinking maybe somebody did a number on him, huh? Now, the police said it was an accident, and that's what it was. I mean, he never won enough fights to get in trouble with the gamblers. Death. Guess it runs in the streets, huh? Guy died in Rock's arms that morning.
Guy died in his arms?
Yeah. Yeah. It was some old dude. I mean, we was running past that old folks' place by the park there. And Rock was running up in front of me, and some old dude collapsed. And by the time I got there, he was dead. Died while Rock was holding him. Had a heart attack or something. Maybe some of that death rubbed off on him.
I'm not sure. In fact, I'm not even sure.
Yeah, you're right, you're right. I mean, when your number's up, your number's up. Look at that old dude. Ambulance from the West Park old folks home there, and they got there nothing flat.
What?
The ambulance got there real quick, but it was too late. I mean, he was gone.
Did you say ambulance from West Park?
West Park, West Lawn, whatever. I mean, the old folks' home. It's right there by the park. Hey, where you going?
Keep the faith, Gilmore. I think I'll see you again.
All right, you guys get on with the foot search. I'll cover the car.
All right, we're on to it. We'll call back if we need help.
Right, I'll be listening.
All right, she's wearing a blue jacket and a white scarf. Brunette, Mike Thunderbill. She's gotta be around here somewhere.
Taxi! Take me to West Park Retirement Home. It's somewhere west of Central Park. Hurry, please. Don't stop right here. Pull up a little farther, okay?
Thank you.
With my car last night.
Oh, that was you, huh? Well, how'd you get down here?
That's a long story. You're supposed to be dead. I pulled your car out of the East River last Wednesday.
Dead? Gee, I kind of hoped you were one of the guys would have come looking for me.
At this point, I would, too. Who are those guys?
I've been wondering that for what seems like a week, miss. I don't know.
Well, how'd you get here?
You got me. What was it? Me and a friend, we were doing road work together. We get done. I take a shower. I'm walking to my car. Next thing I know, someone throws a rag over my face. The lights go out. I wake up. I'm here.
You never seen them before?
These are not exactly the types with whom I choose to associate myself.
Tell me about that old man. He must fit into this somehow.
What old man?
The old man who died in your arms.
How'd you know about that?
Gilmore. Gilmore Lee told me.
Yeah. How do I know Gilmore told you that? I mean, how do I know you're not just in with these creeps? How do I know you're not trying to talk out of me what they've been trying to beat out of me?
What have they been trying to beat out of you?
Huh. Not until I know how Gilmore came to tell you about the old guy.
After I hit you, these two policemen came. At least they told me they were policemen. Later on, I found out that they weren't. One of them took me to a hotel so that I could fill out reports in the morning. So I go to the police station this morning, and they've never heard of him. So he wasn't a policeman.
I bet that was Egan.
Yeah, he said his name was Lieutenant Egan. And then I saw your picture on a poster for a fight at the Garden. So I went to the gym, and that's where I met Gilmore.
Was he sad that I'm dead, I mean?
Yeah. He said that you were a great dude, and that he loved you very much.
Yeah.
What are they trying to beat out of you?
No, you still could be in with them.
I'm not in with anyone, Rocky. I've been in this town for 24 hours. In that time, I've been in trouble with the police. I've been chased, ethered, tied up, and I'm getting pretty sick and tired of it. I'm beginning to wonder what's going on here, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And?
They want to know what the old guy said before he croaked.
What'd he say?
I'm sorry, miss. At this point, I prefer to take the fifth.
Well, can you at least tell me why they want to know what he said?
Oh? Because I don't know. All I know is if they'd have asked me civilized, I'd have told them a long time ago. Instead, they kidnapped me. They tried to beat it out of me. All that does is make me feel challenged.
Challenged?
It's okay. Rock has been beat on by champions. Rock never takes a dive. Not ever.
One who can take a punch, so to speak. You know, Miss Drew here was very worried about you when she hit you with her car last night. She even followed you here.
So?
What did the old man say before he died?
Hey, come on, you guys wouldn't do that to a girl.
No, we don't want to do that, Mr. McHugh. And I don't like repeating myself. However, what did the old man say before he...
Hold it. This is acid, gentlemen. So everybody be cool and stay back.
Never mind that. Just get him out of here.
Who is this guy?
Not so sure anymore.
Federal agency. We have a relationship with all the municipal police departments. I'm a cop when it helps.
How'd you find us?
I almost didn't. You know, miss, when you first told me your story, I thought you were completely wacko. And then later, I started to think. Two things kept going around in my mind. The name Egan, and your description of the man you hit with your car, Rocky here.
I still don't understand how...
Hold it. Let me put it in order. Now, last week, a former British intelligence agent arrived on the SS Phoenix from Liverpool. He carried with him some information, a secret message to one Egan O'Reilly, the Lieutenant Egan that you met the other night.
O'Reilly is his real name.
Wait, let me finish. We've had our eye on the old boy since he left England. We knew he was coming to meet O'Reilly, and we knew the combination of the two of them could be nothing but trouble. You see, O'Reilly is what we affectionately refer to in the spy trade as a rent-a-nail. He'll nail anyone for anybody, so long as the price is right. This is big-time stuff we're talking about, miss. Political stuff. We're talking about assassination.
I don't even know how I fit into this. I'm just a fighter, you know.
The old man who died in your arms last Wednesday.
How does everybody know about that?
He was the British agent you were telling us about.
You can't John Quick for a kid from River Heights. Now look, he had a heart attack from purely natural causes, but it was before he could meet Egan at the old people's home. He never delivered his message.
Oh, so that's why they kidnapped me. They wanted to find out what he said before he died.
Exactly.
Well, what are they up to, do you know?
Not yet. What did the old guy say to you, Rocky? Well, come on, if they're about to do what I think they're going to do, my people are going to need all the time they can get. Now, what did the old man say to you?
What did he say, Rocky? Tell him.
He didn't make any sense anyway. Sounded like a fighter on Rubber Legs Avenue. He said, the lady on Thursday at 10. That's what he said. He said it twice and then he croaked.
Thursday, 10. Must be code. I'll get back to my people in Washington.
Well, what could it mean?
Well, there are reports that Egan has been talking to a European terrorist group. Now, this particular group that he's been talking to is very interested in seeing the British Minister of Foreign Affairs dead.
The British Minister is going to be in New York this week.
You mean they could be planning to do a number on him?
Oh, wow.
Yes, miss. Wow.
Is this Canal Street? All right, pull it over right here. Just you remember what I told you, driver. Okay, this is it. Let's go.
I don't see anyone.
Neither do I.
Hey, he's leaving!
What if...
What if what, Mr. McHugh?
Hello, Egan. I was afraid I didn't remember the right street.
It's water.
Tricks. Old tricks.
You're in with them, huh?
Hutch! Take them!
All right. Come on, come on. Let's go.
Hey, Hutch.
What?
Put him in my car.
Did you get it?
He said the lady on Thursday at 10.
Brilliant. Brilliant! Ha! We better get moving. We don't have too much time. Hey!
Come on, get up. Get onto it.
Get away. Come on.
Let's see if they're still around. Now, where were we?
Over there.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute.
Huh?
Well, nothing. We gotta find them, or they'll ruin everything.
We don't have time. I better put out an APB.
You can't do that. They'll tell the police everything they know.
Who's gonna tell them what they know? A psychotic little girl and her pet gorilla? We'll be halfway to Rio before anybody even starts to believe them.
Come on.
You're supposed to be such a lousy fighter.
Who told you that? I don't know, I guess I am. Not when I'm mad. I don't get mad very much.
We've got to try and stop them.
What do you mean, stop them?
I mean, we've got to stop them.
Well, fine, let's call the cops.
No, we can't do that. Burke's got a line out to the police. They're going to be looking for us.
Well, so let them find us.
No, we can't do that. They won't believe a word we've got to tell them. He's going to have made us out to be crazy people. Or worse.
Hey, miss, maybe you are crazy, but I ain't. I mean, if you want to have more dealings with these guys, that's fine with me, just fine. Rock is tired now. as tired as the time when 10 rounds with old freight train Matthews. Did I ever tell you about that?
Rocky, we've got to try and save somebody's life. You and I've got to do something.
Hey, you know, there's something very odd about you.
There isn't much time.
No, I'm sorry. The Rocky's book for the day. Hey, you could get killed, you know.
I mean, what's this minister guy ever done for me? He's not even from this city. All right, wait up!
Hey, miss, I mean, even if they really are gonna do a number on this guy, we don't know when or where.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah? How's that?
The lady on Thursday at 10.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, that tells us a lot.
Look, the minister's gonna be in New York only one day. They're keeping his itinerary secret. That much was on the news. We also know that the courier who died was a retired British intelligence agent, right?
So?
So who would know more about a minister's itinerary than a British agent? That's the message they were trying to beat out of you. The itinerary. The minister's obviously going to meet with a lady on Thursday at 10.
And today's Thursday. 10's not too far away.
We have to figure out who the lady is.
Whoa. No, no. The guy who croaked, he didn't say any lady. He said, the lady. The lady.
The lady.
Yeah. I wonder who she is.
Wait a second. The painting Queen Elizabeth is going to be at the Westchester Museum this week. It was on TV. The minister's supposed to unveil it.
See? The lady on Thursday at 10. The lady is the queen.
It's worth a try.
Even if you're right, I still don't know how we're going to stop them. I mean, it's not like we got an army or something.
Maybe we do.
What?
Insurance company?
Hey, man, we've already cleaned that door locked.
Shh. Come on to the basement. I'll explain everything.
I'm glad all of you could make it. As Rocky told you, we got a job to do. Where's Stitch? Stitch, take your men into the main foyer. Look behind pillars and everywhere, okay?
Okay.
Chico, take your men up onto the first landing. Check in and around the stairwells very carefully because they could be hiding anywhere.
Contigo hasta la muerte.
Leroy, you know what you're gonna do.
I know what I'm gonna do, all right.
Are there any questions?
Yeah, I sure hope I get that dude, Hunch. He sounds like a squirrel to me.
We all together?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Get him.
Thank you, Rocky.
Gilmore here put it all together.
It's nothing. The guys love fun.
Okay.
Sure, you wait until you hear the shots before you release the tear gas. Got it?
Yeah, miss. I was just thinking maybe if we get out of this alive, do you think you can come to the roller derby with me tomorrow night?
Sure. I'd love to go, Rocky. I've never been to the roller derby before.
Hey, that's great, miss. Just great.
Hey, come on, guys. Let's go.
You too much.
Oh. Well, that's the first time I've been completely knocked out in my life. Hit my head on that steel bar there. Hey, I'm sorry if I scared you. Give me a hand, will you, Gilmore?
I thought you were dead. I thought something happened to you.
Hey. How can a rock die, huh?
Dunn, British Minister of Foreign Affairs, on behalf of the people of the United Kingdom, hereby unveil this portrait of Queen Elizabeth II for the enjoyment of the people of the United States.
To the garden, you and I?
We can't.
We can't.
The minister wants us to have dinner with him tonight.
Dinner? Oh, yeah, okay. Then maybe he can come to the roller derby with us.
Sure. He'd love it.
Hey.